Well, joining us now, how about this for a transition? Joining us now on the line is Florida Gator, former Florida Gator, and current PGA Tour pro Dudley Hart, who has just recently been named the 2008 PGA Tour Comeback Player of the Year. Dudley, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I apologize for my voice. I've been fighting a little cold here, but I'm not so sure I'm all that excited about coming on after the topic you were just talking about, but so be it.
Yeah, sorry about that. We'll leave that story alone. I won't ask you about it because I'm sure you don't want to comment. But let's talk about your year because you've just recently been named. You were one of three finalists along with Rocco Mediate, who was, of course, a great story on his own in 2008, and Davis Love III, who won at Disney his first PGA Tour victory in almost 2 years. So those were the three finalists. You were voted on, and the PGA Tour pros voted on this, and you were the award winner, 2008 Comeback Player of the Year. This past season, you had a phenomenal year, 29th on the money list, $2.2 million. You made 15 cuts and 22 starts. Your scoring average was a 70.8. It's got to be your best year, and I'm thinking 5 or 6 years. Tell me about your year.
It came a long way from a year ago this time, that's for sure. A year ago this time, I hadn't played competitively and hadn't really played much golf at all for about 6 months, and you have some doubts and you have some questions and you're trying to get your game back into shape and get ready for a year. I was coming off, I was going to be on a major medical, so I only had 15 events and I needed to make $500,000 to keep my card in those 15 events. So I think having that pressure on me really focused me and made me realize that when I was playing, I needed to be, I know as stupid as this may sound, but I needed to be as prepared and ready to go as I possibly could, and I couldn't go into a tournament and kind of just say, well, I'm going to play because I like, you know, my wife likes to shop there or something crazy. You know what I mean? I had to be ready to go, and I was real happy with the year. Obviously, I played pretty consistent for the most part. I didn't get a win, which was one of my goals, but hopefully that'll happen in 2009.
PGA Tour Pro Dudley Hart joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. And Dudley was just recently named a couple of weeks ago the 2008 PGA Tour Comeback Player of the Year. He made 15 cuts and 22 starts in 2008, $2.2 million in earnings. He also finished 12th in the FedEx Cup playoffs point standing. So that's obviously an accomplishment in itself as well. And Dudley, the reason for your absence in 2007 was your wife, and you mentioned your wife just a few minutes ago. She was diagnosed with lung cancer, and you had to stay home with your triplets. Tell me about that, because first of all, obviously, the pressing question is, how is your wife doing now? And then moving forward from that, what was it like staying home and looking after triplets for a year?
Well, my wife's doing great. We got very fortunate that her situation could have been a lot worse than it turned out to be, and we thank God for that. But all her checkups have come back well. She's actually got another checkup on Tuesday, but we fully expect everything to be pretty good. So that's the bright side. Obviously, looking after the triplets during that time was challenging. It definitely opened your eyes to what my wife goes through on a day-to-day basis, or any wife with three kids or multiple kids or whatever, for that matter. I mean, it's a 24/7 job, and I'd watch them for long stretches of time, but not for she was spent 3 weeks in the hospital, and I was pretty much the only person there to take care of the kids and take them to school and to do all that, and my wife always complained about how quick the time went when they went to preschool. It was about a 4-hour stretch, and I can agree with her. It seems like when you drop them off, you go home and you do two things, and you got to turn around and go get them. So time flies when you have some peace and quiet when they're not around.
Well, that is good news that your wife, Suzanne, is doing much better with the lung cancer, and hoping that next test you have coming up in a couple of days is positive news as well. Dudley Hart joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Now, taking a look at your stats in 2008, you kind of run the gamut. You had some phenomenal numbers. First of all, you ranked number one on the PGA Tour in sand saves, 64% for sand saves. That's number one on the PGA Tour. Your putting per hole was also way up there, 36th on tour. score at 1.76 putts per hole. As far as driving distance, this floors me. You average 275 yards a drive, which is a long, that's a good poke. And you are 179th on tour in driving distance. There are 178 guys ahead of you in driving distance, and you were averaging 275 a drive. I mean, that's a long way.
Well, not by tour standards, and that's one of the goals that I'm working on this season is to try to drive the ball in the fairway a little bit more. I don't look at myself as being a guy that drives it off the planet. I don't lose a lot of golf balls. I don't hit it out of play very often. But at the same time, at our level, the more often you hit it in the rough, the less often you can be aggressive and shoot at pins and that type of thing. So you have to be a little bit more conservative, and it takes some birdie opportunities out of your hands for sure. And it makes it a lot more stressful. You know,
right.
So I'm going to work on trying to tighten up that driver a little bit, and hopefully the rest of the stats can get a little bit better from there.
So working on the driving for 2009, what else are you working on? And I'm also curious about your equipment. Are there any equipment changes for you in the bag going into next season?
As of right now, all the equipment is the same. As far as what I'm working on, I mean, I'm spending a lot of time from 100 yards and in, and then from about 250 yards and out, basically, which sounds kind of funny. But I firmly believe that once you get to our level, if you can drive the ball in play, which I'm going to hopefully do a little bit better in 09, the rest of it boils down to from 100, 120 yards and in. Whoever's, you know, making the putts and taking advantage of those easy shots is going to be the one that's going to have a chance to win.
PGA Tour Pro Dudley Hart joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Dudley used to be a South Floridian living down here. You were in Fort Lauderdale for a while, weren't you, Dudley?
Yeah, I was in Fort Lauderdale. And then right before we moved up north, I was in Palm Beach Gardens.
Right. And now you're back up north. I know you were born in Rochester. You're back up in upstate New York now again, right?
Yeah. I was born in Rochester. I grew up in Buffalo. We moved to actually Miami Beach from Buffalo when I was in high school, and we just recently, for family reasons, a couple of years ago, moved back to Buffalo, which is probably not a very common move for
right.
a PGA Tour player, but we love it up there.
It's usually the other way around. You're coming from cold climates into warm climates,
exactly.
But you're going backwards. But that's cool, and of course, you were recently named the 2008 PGA Tour Comeback Player of the Year. Now, I mentioned at the top that you are a Florida Gator, University of Florida alum, and along with guys like Mark Calcavecchia and Chris DeMarco and Camilla Vajegas, I mean, it's a tight-knit group there on the PGA Tour. How close are all the Gator alums?
We're all good friends. I mean, obviously, this time of year, we talk a lot about football. We call each other, text each other, and I know Chris and I. I'm sure Camilo will be down at the big game. Well, actually, Camilo will be in at the Mercedes. I talked to him, but Chris and I are already planning on getting together for a couple nights of kind of rehashing our college days down in Fort Lauderdale area for the big game.
What do you think? I mean, we're a three. I say we because I'm a Florida Gator as
yeah.
well. I'm actually decked out in my orange and blue today because I'm going down to the Bank Atlantic Center this afternoon for the Gators and Winthrop basketball game during the Orange Bowl Classic. But what do you think? We're a three-point favorite, field goal favorite. The line started out only a point and a half, and obviously the bettors are putting money on the Gators, so the line has gone up to a field goal. But Oklahoma's an awfully good team. Both teams 12-1 on the year. Oklahoma set a scoring record this year, the first team ever in college football to score 700 points in a season. They average 53 points a game. But the Gators, that offense is no slouch either. They average 46 points a game. So it's two high-powered offenses. What do you think?
Well, obviously, I like our chances, but I think it's going to be one of the more exciting games, especially more exciting national championship games we've seen in a long time. You know, we haven't obviously Florida hasn't played against a quarterback anywhere near the likes of this kid that we're getting ready to play. But you know, hopefully, if those defensive backs, if we can get a little pressure on them, and the defensive backs can hold their own, which Jenkins has turned out to be unbelievable for a true freshman, especially. you know, if we can shut them down a little bit that way, I think we got a really good chance.
It's a matchup of the last two Heisman Trophy winners in college football, Sam Bradford quarterbacking the Oklahoma Sooners, and, of course, Tim Tebow quarterbacking the Florida Gators. I know I've got my fingers crossed, Dudley, that he comes back for his senior season. I think it's 50-50 right now, and I'm a little disgruntled because I hear a lot of people talking about his NFL draft stock rising, so I don't like to hear stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more of the stuff like they want him to play linebacker at the next level, so that might encourage him to stay another year. But you know, I think you know, he's a pretty unique kid, as everybody knows. I don't think he's going to be drawn by the dollar as much as some other kids. I mean, you can't blame him for it, you know, anybody for that. I mean, that's, you know, you go to college to you know, to get an education, to get a, be able to get a good job, to make a nice living, and do what you love to do. And these kids have put themselves in a position and worked real hard for it to make enough money to set them up for the rest of their lives. So you can't blame them if they make that decision. But I think what we have going for us with Tim is that he's such a huge Gator fan, and he's such a huge Gator that he, you know, and he loves it so much that I think that might pull him you know, in disdain.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're along the same lines, Doug Lane. I'm hoping, just as obviously as you are, that he comes back for his senior year. But still one game left in his junior campaign. Even if he doesn't come back, he'll still be playing about 10 days from now on the Dolphin Stadium turf, taking on the Oklahoma Sooners. You heard it right here, folks. Dudley Hart and Chris DeMarco going to that game together, the BCS National Championship game, just about a week and a half from now. Good luck to our Gators, Dudley. And, again, congratulations to you. Just recently named the 2008 PGA Tour Comeback Player of the Year. Congratulations on a phenomenal 2008 season. Continued success to you and your family. Hoping that everything keeps checking out for your wife, Suzanne, and good luck in 2009.
All right, Russ. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a good New Year.
All right, you too. There he is, Dudley Hart.